many times have you thought, I would love to do this or that? Maybe write a book, start a charity, create a kids' puppet show, build a sustainable clubhouse, go on the trip of a lifetime, create a production company. Whatever that thing is for you, I hope this podcast inspires you to believe you can. I'm Karen Vaughan, and this is the Get Off the Bench podcast. Howdy, and welcome back to another week of the Get Off the Bench podcast. And this week, I want to talk about cruising. You know, like the big ships, the big cruise liners, the passenger cruise liners, whatever they're called. You know, the big ships like the Titanic. Well, not really. I'm really glad that things have changed since the days of the Titanic, and let's fingers crossed that they've really made a lot of improvements. I want to talk about cruising. Now, I've had a lot of friends who swear by cruises, you know, and they're like, oh, I went on a cruise, it was so much fun, and I went on the Princess, and I went on a Carnival, I went on Royal Caribbean, and I watch it on Facebook, and I think, far out, I couldn't think of anything bloody worse than being trapped on a boat with goddamn 2,000 people. And then I thought, then it conjures up thoughts in my mind about bloody COVID. You remember all the cruise ships that were stuck out everywhere, riddled with COVID, and it was kind of like, who the hell would ever go on a cruise ship? And I thought that was the most, just the utter form of insanity, going on a cruise ship. 30 years ago, well, something like that, I was about, yeah, actually, I was, oh, God, it'd be more, actually. I'm coming up to 61, and I reckon I went when I was, you know, like 21. So it might have even been 40 years ago. I went on Fairstar, the fun ship, you know, and I think it was a P&O cruise anyway. And we had, on the ship, there was a gastro outbreak and there was the flu. And we also hit the tail end of a cyclone out in the Pacific. And oh my God. So if you weren't sick from gastro, you were sick from the flu or from seasickness. And so the whole bloody ship was crook and it was awful. And I got an injection for seasickness and discovered that I was allergic to that medication. And I went, come in all these welts, and I went back down to the medical center and they said, you're very allergic to that. And if you ever have it again, you're likely to go into a coma and not come out. So thinking about cruise ships, it's kind of like, yeah, I'm done with that crap. Actually, thinking of that first trip I went on, we'd pull up in all these ports, you know, and everyone else would get off and they'd be swimming, you know, I don't know what they are, Isle of Pines, Mystery Island, or whatever they are, you know, having a lovely old swimming time. But when we stopped in Suva in Fiji, I bought one of those video cameras. And you know those really old ones, like a TV camera, you know, sits up on your shoulder, and it was a great big one, and the big videotape went in to the side of it, and it was bloody huge and monstrous. And I remember buying one of those in Suva. That was probably our first stop. And then when we got off on every single island, my only interest was taking that video camera all around the island and filming the pigs and the chickens and the coconuts and, you know, the palm trees and people in their houses and that kind of stuff. Maybe I was born to be a filmmaker, I don't know, but I was so excited about exploring the islands. You know, I didn't want to lie there with, you know, sunbaking. There's so many bloody women just hanging their boobs out, topless sunbaking and trying to give themselves skin cancer. Anyway, that wasn't really my kind of idea of fun. So that was a good part of it. Now, the other thing is that I got off there and said, that's it. I'm done. You know, it's never, ever, ever, ever are you going to get me on a cruise ship again. Now, last year, my partner says, I've booked us in for a cruise. Now, I reckon I must have gone grey because I got, what's wrong with that? And I'm like, nothing. I can't think of anything worse than a goddamn cruise. And here I was thinking, man, I can't be offensive. It's like, What a nice thing to do. And here I am just being I'm not bloody going. But we decided we would, I worked my way around and decided, yeah, well, okay, I'll go. Maybe things have changed. I don't know what, because I was still fresh in my mind thinking about bloody all the ships out in the bay stuck with COVID. But anyway, I thought, I'll give it a go. I'll be nice. You know, I'll put on my positive boots and go. So we took the two adult kids, so girl 18, boy 20. And I got to tell you, it was the best thing for our relationship, because at home, you know, you get the grumps on, God, the lazy buggers haven't put any washing out, haven't done this, haven't done that, you know, and it's kind of like when you're at home, you're noticing all the things that have to be done and you're attached to it and everything else. When we're out in the boat, I didn't give a stuff. They could have their clothes all over the bloody cabin floor and I didn't give a toss because I had their own cabin. I didn't care what time they did anything. It was absolutely fantastic. What was really nice about it is generally, you know, the boy not really wanting to hang around with us, well, he came to heaps of shows with us and met us at shows, comedy shows, and laughed with us, and it was really fantastic. So I'm going to suggest it, you know, if you want to sort of rekindle some relationship with kids, possibly a good holiday. So we went on the Carnival Luminosa, and it was only a four-night cruise, which was enough for me, because I thought, well, let's do it and let's test it and see if I like it, and if so, maybe I'll reconsider. Now, we flew up to Brisbane, and we were meant to go from Brisbane to, through the, you know, around the Whitsundays and land at Airlie Beach and have a day there and come back again over four nights. But because there's a cyclone that's, I can't remember the name of it, but just now in March, you know, hanging around top of Queensland, the waters were too rough. And so they announced just before we got on the ship, hey, we're not going to Airlie Beach, we're now going to Sydney. And you could hear a lot of people and, oh, bloody hell, you know, and I think a lot of them were like, but that's not what I expected, you know, which really made me start to think about if cruising, I reckon it's about the journey, not about the destination, because it really, you're just off for a day and roaming around. It really doesn't matter. It's the what you're doing on the boat, the whole journey of it. But anyway, some people got the shit. Some people got their money back. There were also a couple, and I don't blame them, who come from Sydney. They'd flown all the way to Brisbane, only to be returned to their hometown. But they were still staying on the ship. The ones I heard, don't get me wrong, there's nearly 3,000 people on the boat, and clearly I didn't hear every conversation. But the majority of people were kind of like, ah, who cares? Who cares? We're just going to have fun, you know? So anyway, off we toddle to, oh no, I've got to tell you, it was so much fun because they have a sail away party, and I don't know if they do this on every cruise liner, but they did it on Carnival, and it was fun as hell. Everyone was up there, they big party, got the boom boxes going and everyone's up there dancing, and the, you know, the cruise director and all his fun crew or whatever they're called, getting everybody dancing. And so you're so busy in this energy, I guess, and I didn't even know we'd left the port. And at some point they said, if you have a look out, you'll see that we've well left the port. And it was just great. And there's a little bit of roughness, but, you know, honestly, it didn't matter. So that's going to bring me to my next point, is seasickness. Now, last time I was on a cruise, I was freaking sick. I was so bloody sick. For me, I got the seasickness. I didn't get gastro, didn't get the flu. And I also remember the food wasn't that great too. It was kind of the same food. But anyway, but I was sick. And so this trip, I was like, well, I don't want to get seasick. What can I do? So I've gone out and I've bought the C bands, you know, those wristbands with a little acupressure ball in them that goes on your wrist and in between your two tendons on your wrist. And I went and bought all four of us a pair of those and said, you know, wear these. And I got like, in my family, a lot of people call me Smokey Bear because I'm all the OHS stuff now. Wear these and make sure you have them. And, you know, I'm that kind of person. Anyway, so we've all got our C-bands and we've all got our packet of Quells. And if you haven't heard Quells, Quells, you know, for motion sickness, particularly for seasickness. So we've got them. We've also got this other pack of Travacarm, and it's more natural tablet that reduces the impact of motion sickness. And they're like little ginger tablets. And anyway, so we've done all that. So just before we left, like before we went from the dog, and we all took our Quells, one Quells each. And after that, for me, I didn't get seasick, and only our girl did, and she had to end up getting some Dramamine from the guest services and stuff like that. But I took the one Quells, and then I took a one Travacarm tablet each day, the ginger tablet each day, and I also had some raw, you know, some crystallized ginger, a packet of that in the room, and I would just munch on that occasionally. Now, I really reckon that ginger was bloody fantastic. Now, I have trouble swallowing tablets, so I did chew one of those Travacarm tablets at one point. And I tell you what, though, by Jesus God, it burnt the hell out of my mouth. But so I didn't get sick. So if you are I do get seasickness, I get car sickness, I get all of that kind of stuff. Don't get sick on a plane, but anyway, there's a tip for you. I don't know if it'll work for you, but our daughter didn't have the ginger Travacarm, so I don't know. Maybe there's something to be said for those. I will say this as well. When my partner booked the holiday, it was kind of like, it's really cheap. Like, I got this really great deal. It was a fantastic deal. And it wasn't bad, actually. It was like $1,500 for each cabin. And they were extended balcony ones, so we had a balcony. They were like fifth floor five. They were really quite large, quite good size rooms. I remember when I went 40 years ago, correct myself, it was a tiny little, it was like a bloody yacht cabin, you know, like this tiny little thing with two bunks and in the bathroom there was a toilet, and the shower was like over the toilet. So but this one was much bigger than that. It was really actually quite nice. But let me tell you about some of these deals. We thought it was a good deal, and we still do think it was a good deal for the cruise. But then when we went to buy plane tickets from Melbourne to Brisbane, how often do you look and, you know, you get all these advertisements, you know, Jetstar and God knows why. Oh, Melbourne to Brisbane, $49 and all that. So we were like, it's not very much for aeroplane tickets. So what a cheap holiday. This is fantastic. No, $450 each the aeroplane tickets were. So there's another bloody $1,800 lamped on. So I'm not, what we thought was going to be a cheap holiday did not end up being a cheap holiday. And then plus, not only that, we stayed two nights in Brisbane and had to get a two-bedroom apartment, and then another night on the way back. So, you know, added up to quite a bit. But is that worth whinging about? I say no, because what it did for our relationship, you know, what it did for us as a little family and brought us much closer, I would say worth every goddamn penny of that. Because when you're at home and you're working, you kind of lose, you disconnect a bit, you know, and we all do it, but it was great for that. So back to the ship. If you haven't been on a cruise ship, there is so much entertainment and so many activities. Like, there's four or five different lots of entertainment going on at any one time, and you can't hear it. Like, if you're at the front of the ship, you can't hear, and you've got that entertainment, you can't hear any of the other entertainment. So it's not like it's, you know, 10 different bands going at once and it's just a hell of a noise. It is bloody fantastic. So there's always entertainment to see. There's comedy shows, there's theatre shows, there's movies, activities like trivia things, dress ups, all that kind of. Now that might sound shit too, because when Nikki said we're going, and she says it's an 80s theme and we've got to dress up as in our 80s clothes, and I am not a fancy dresser. I can't stand fancy dress. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going. I'm staying in my cabin. That sounds like the worst nightmare of all. Anyway, I was going to go I thought, right, well, just in case I may be swayed, because I can be swayed. I was going to take a Blues Brothers outfit, and I just couldn't be bothered. So Nikki finds these two salt and pepper T-shirts. You know those 80s ones, real big baggy bloody things like Cyndi Lauper and all that. So we got them, and anyway, we didn't end up going to the 80s night because it was on the last night and it didn't start until 10:30 or something, so it was a little bit late. But what we did do, we did karaoke, we did trivia. We actually had a flaming ball doing the trivia. Now, which leads me to the next bit. Talk about having a ball, because at first I was like, I don't know. I don't think I really want to be sitting in a crowd of people doing trivia. What I found, and I don't know yet. This is a measurement that I may look for in the future, but you could just be yourself on that ship. And I absolutely love that. There were some men walking around with pink tutus on and wigs and God knows what. And it was just, nobody gave a shit. You could just bounce your way through, groove your way through the pool area. Like nobody was watching you. It was just great. And I absolutely love that. You have a dining room and you book your name in for a certain time and you don't even have to go. You can just eat. So they have a Lido deck with food and it's like a food court, to be honest, at a shopping centre, and with these buffet kind of kitchens. And so they had different types, and you know, that food was on almost all day from 6 in the morning till 9 at night. And pizza was from, I don't know, say 11 in the morning till 4 a.m. the next morning. You just free pizza, free ice creams. Like it was everything was free except for a couple of restaurants that you could pay for if you wanted to. They had a casino. Oh, we had a ball in the casino. It was bloody fantastic. I won $26. It was marvelous. Anyway, I don't know. It was great. So food all the time. Now, the only complaint I would have about the food, it was a bit same, you know, but honestly, there was enough variety that if you were getting on there whinging about the food, you're probably a little bit privileged and entitled, to be honest, because there's enough food and enough variety just to eat and have a really nice time and have enough variety to eat. And just it's just there and it's flaming great. The only complaint I'll make is the hot water. And this is not, I completely understand this, that it was really hard to get hot water to have a really good cuppa, because and that would be a safety thing, you know, that we can't have the hot water over a particular temperature in case the kids come along and burn themselves, grab the handle and or grab the push the button and burn themselves. So I think that's actually a really good thing, and I'd rather sacrifice my desire for a lovely coffee to save the kiddies. But there were cafes on board and you could buy a proper cappuccino and sushi bar and a steakhouse and a taco bar and a burger joint and you name it. It was just bloody fantastic. And you know, we wanted to see dolphins and whales and sharks, and you know, I kept getting out there going, oh, I want to see a dolphin or whatever. We didn't see any, and till we were just coming into the port back into Brisbane, and I just happened to look out because I thought, I'll go out in the balcony and see how far away the port is. And all of a sudden I saw this amazing pot of porpoises, you know, the tiniest little things. And it was great. So I've knocked on the window, come and have a look, there's dolphins. The next thing I hear, the next balcony, where? So everyone's got their cameras out. It was beautiful. It was beautiful and fantastic. We had a couple of medical emergencies. There was one woman who had a heart attack in Sydney, and that delayed. That delayed us by about 3 hours, and they had to boat her off to meet an ambulance. And she is okay. She put it in the cruise Facebook group that, you know, she apologised, and not that it was her fault. I mean, I think it's great that they put safety first. I really love that. We had another medical emergency with me. We're only on there, I think it was the second day, and all the rest of the fam bam were out, and they came back ready to go to lunch or ready to go somewhere. And I said, well, actually, we can't go yet because I've got a medical emergency. And they all just looked at me. I'm standing upright. There's no blood. I had colour in my face, and they're all looking at me like, oh, what's the emergency? You know, you don't look too bad to me. You know those cotton buds? And my doctor has told me so many times, do not stick cotton buds in your ears and just use a tissue, for God's sake. Roll up the tissue and make a point and stick it in. Soak up the water that gets in your ears. And I have been so resistant to that. I hate it. And I hate having water in my ears. And I just can't concentrate. I've got such a sensory problem with my ears if there's water in them. So I keep defying the odds, actually, and keep sticking cotton buds in my ears. But I was cleaning my ear with a cotton bud, and then I'm like, ow, oh, what's that scratch? And I looked at the cotton bud, and it did not have the cotton tip on it anymore. And I'm like, fuck, the cotton tip's in my ear. And it was. And then I kind of put the thing back in and thought, oh, I might be able to pull it out. And I thought, oh, shit, I'm actually pushing it in more. This isn't good. And then I thought, all right, when Nikki comes back, I'll get to stick some tweezers in and pull it out. So I've got my iPhone and I've taken a photo of my ear and I couldn't see it. And I'm like, oh, shit, if I can't see it with a phone camera, you know, photo, she's not going to be able to see it to get out with tweezers. And then I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to have to go down to the medical centre. So anyway, I did go down to the medical centre, and it was far down, let's just say that. And then they were saying something about, like, well, they put the thing in, you know, to have a look and what have you, and then he's trying to get it out, dig it out, and it was pressing on my eardrum, and it was, oh, my God, was it hurting. And I said, oh, Sydney's saying, hold still. And I'm like, oh, I'm trying. It really hurts, you know, really, really hurts. And then they said, the nurse said, well, we got one yesterday, and he said it wasn't this far down. And then I started panicking, and they're saying, we don't have an ENT specialist on board. And I'm like, oh, my God, if they burst my eardrum, I'm going to be in so much trouble. Or if it's stuck in my ear, I'm going to get an infection and God knows what. And he kept saying to his helpers, we need one of those ones with a button on it. You know, like those pickled onion things? You press the button, it grabs a pickled onion. We need one of those. He wasn't saying that. I'm just explaining that to you. He just says, we need one with a button on it. And I finally, he had to push on it and wedge it against my ear canal and pull it out. And he finally got it after about 10 minutes. Oh, God, I can tell you, I was in freaking agony. So what's the lesson here? Don't go poking cotton buds in your ears. And so you will ask me, Karen, are you still poking cotton buds in your ears? And the answer is categorically yes. Yes, I am. And now I'm making sure I use the paper ones, not the ones with the plastic bloody. I don't know how I ended up with these ones with a plastic handle bit, you know, stick. But the paper ones, because the cotton sort of wound around it. And now I give it a little tug first before it goes in my ear to make sure it's held on really tight. Anyway, that was our medical emergency. It was supposed to cost me $120 plus the procedure. And I think he felt that sorry for me. He said, don't worry, it's complimentary. And I think he couldn't get rid of me quick enough because of the pain I was in. But anyway, that happened. I can't think of anything else, but I guess we're now down to the final question is, compared to 40 years ago, so I went 40 years ago, I said I'll never do it again. I was incredibly resistant when the trip was booked. I decided to put on my positive pants and see how it was. Do I like cruising and would I go again? The answer, here we go, another categorically, another absolutely, yes. I don't know what happened, but we are now hooked. I have caught the cruise bug and we both caught the cruise bug. I'm not sure about Hannah. She's a little bit like, yeah, I was a little bit sick. It wasn't that great. I might come with my boyfriend once. I don't know. Zach, our son, when we were sitting there ready to disembark, he said, well, we should book another one. So I think he's pretty hooked. So we're all hooked. And, well, three of us anyway. And yes, we are going to go on another cruise. And maybe after that one, and maybe one more after that, and I'll actually know whether this one was just a fluke great one or whether things have changed, and I think it's fantastic. What I loved about this cruise is that the captain absolutely put safety first. Oh, the other thing about safety first, we were meant to get back into Brisbane at 1 a.m. Because of the cyclone, it was too rough. And you know how they have to get a pilot boat out? So the pilot boat comes out, drops off a pilot captain or whatever you call them. I don't know what they're called. Jumps into the boat from the side. You want to see that too. Look up that on YouTube. And then the pilot drives a boat into the port through the heads or whatever it is, through the shallow bits. And the pilot boat wouldn't operate in the dark, which I agree with that, with such a swell. And so it couldn't meet us until 6 a.m. So we were already 3 hours behind. Then we got that extra 7 hours behind. But didn't worry us. Probably pissed off the next lot that were waiting for us to get off so they could get on. But one of the things I think when you're out on that water and you're out in the middle of nowhere, out like that, because I'm terrified of the ocean. The thing that really, really sold me, it wasn't the food, it wasn't the entertainment, wasn't the fun, it wasn't anything except the safety. All the other stuff was great. The safety that the captain prioritized was my absolute reason for loving what they do. And from what I hear, and I don't know if this is true, but I've just heard this, is that Carnival, even though their hashtag is choose fun, safety is their absolute priority. So I hope I'm right in saying that, but that's what I discovered on this boat. So why am I giving you this podcast? Because if you're thinking about cruising and you're not sure, I hope that something I've said today, or I hope that my little overview has inspired you to think, oh, I might actually give that a go. Now, I think it's a really good value for money holiday on the boat. I'm not sure about the plane fares. Oh, and I will also say that we flew up on Rex, and I've been resistant to that too. I've stuck with the, normally Jetstar, Virgin, that guy. Flew back with Virgin, which was great. But Rex, I've kind of like, yeah, I don't know. But that flight was magnificent. And their crew was bloody magnificent. So, and they were on time and like everything was really great. So I'm going to shout out to Rex as well. Anyway, that's probably enough, but I hope I've inspired you to go on a cruise or even start thinking about it. Good value for money, great fun, so much to do or not do. You pick and choose. You can do whatever you bloody like, whenever you like, and it's all about the journey and not the destination. So I hope you've enjoyed that, and I might come back and tell you about our next one. But for now, thank you for joining me again. Get off the bench. Go to a cruise, and if you're not going to do a cruise, just go and have a holiday. For God's sake, just build a long weekend in. Go do something, but look after yourself. Have fun. All right, I'll see you next week. See ya. Thanks for joining me. I hope this episode inspired you to take action. If you'd like to reach out, then I'd love to hear from you. Info at getoffthebench.com. kerenvaughan.com.au and check out my website, kerenvaughan.com. Otherwise, keep believing in yourself, celebrate the tiny wins, and keep moving in the right direction.